Everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Popping Off about pop culture. I'm your host, Maggie.
And it's me, Steven.
So I don't think we have any other choice but to start off this episode with talking about how Adam Levine is a rat, a scumbag, just like the rest of them. Okay. So did you watch the original TikTok from Miss Sumner?
No, I did not.
So I did. Before I saw any other headline, anything else, like this TikTok came up on my timeline and they were like, and the caption said something about like, must watch. And I'm like, okay, I guess I must watch. So this girly, you know, she... She has a blowout. She's got her lashes on. She's all done up. Her ring light is centered. And she starts off the TikTok. She's like, well, I like wasn't really going to say anything about this. And I was like, okay, well, why are you? But, you know, now that I have like a little bit more, you know, like popularity or like however she worded it, I decided I'm going to come out about this. And then she starts talking about how, like, she had an affair with, like, a famous pop rock star, blah, blah, blah. And then the text messages pop up, and the name reads Adam Levine. And I, for some reason, was, like, flabbergasted. I was so taken aback. It was like a jump scare. Because it was like, Adam Levine. I was like...
I was going to say, that sounds cinematic.
It kind of was. It was... So, I don't know. I don't know like who I was expecting or what I was expecting, but it was not Adam Levine because, I mean, Adam Levine is married to a Victoria's Secret model and I believe has three kids with one more on the way. And they're all daughters, too, by the way. Just a little side note.
I was not surprised at all. I mean, I didn't watch the video like you did. It was just like... I mean, I saw the headlines first, so it was like, Adam Levine cheats, you read his text messages, whatever. So I read them, of course, and I was just like, eh. I kind of thought he was a scumbag before. I don't know. He's rubbed me the wrong way for a while.
Same.
Just like small things he does here or there, just like really rub me the wrong way. Like he'll make a statement here and then say something here, and it's just like, eh. You just seem like an asshole. So this kind of just validated all of my feelings towards him. But feel bad for his wife and kids.
Yeah. And also, to make it more psychotic, he wanted to name their unborn baby after his mistress, who, first of all, her name is Sumner, Sumner.
Yeah, that sounds like a name from, like, the Declaration of Independence days. I don't know why.
Well, it is a Instagram model's name in the modern age.
Yeah, that's honestly heinous.
That is absolutely psychotic to even think that's okay to want to name your unborn daughter after someone who you had an affair with. No matter what level it was, whether physical, emotional, whatever, you still went outside your marriage. And then now you want to name your baby after her?
Yeah,
are you clinically insane? You must be. You must
like,
be.
You put it in writing. Because if she herself was like, he even told me he wanted to name his baby after me, I'd be like, I don't buy it. But,
he put it
in writing.
There is hard proof that he wanted to do this. It is so insane. So insane to me. And then after this, I mean, to nobody's surprise, more and more women started coming out and being like, yeah, me and Adam Levine also had some, like, flirty DMs going on. I don't know if he, like, ever met up with these women, but reading those text messages was like reading a seventh grader's messages on Kik. And if you guys don't know what Kik is, I'm sorry you weren't around in 2013, 2012, because that is what every middle schooler used to communicate. And that's exactly how they talked.
Mm-hmm. And iPod touches.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Didn't have phones yet. iPod touches. But It just, but you know what? Evan Levine is a 40-year-old man, not a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like when sexts, like they come out, you see like receipts. They never look good because it's
No.
always awkward, like looking at that snippet. But those were especially awkward, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, if I were to read someone's sex, it would be very awkward because obviously that was only meant for that person. So, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, but they were a little childish,
He
but
was using like the sweating emoji, like the red one.
yeah. He says something like, "Let me see the booty," or something like that.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's a 12 year
Yeah.
old boy. It's oh. And then, like, for some reason, people are also saying that, like, Sumner and all these other girlies are like victims in this situation, also. And it's like, no. A simple Google search will tell you that Adam Levine has been married for like, I think, like around 10 years now. He has three daughters, one more on the way. Like him telling you, oh yeah, well, I'm separated from my wife. That is a tale as old as time with men in Hollywood. Them
Right.
telling these Instagram models, yeah, I'm actually leaving my wife. Or like we're separated, like we plan on filing for divorce. But in reality, she's in the next room waiting for you to come to bed.
Right. Like, if these women were people who worked for him or he met at a party, I'd say, like, yes. But, like, him sending you, like, an Instagram DM, I mean, you can ignore it. I mean, it's Adam Levine, so I probably wouldn't ignore it, but you could respond, but you don't have to like engage after that. You know what I mean? Like
Right.
you make a lot of decisions on that way. It's not like he met, like I get if he like saw you at a party and then tried to hook up with you. Like that's totally different than these situations.
Yes.
Because like you have such a bigger ability to like to stop, think about it, like figure out what you want to do.
It's just because all these girls are thirsty anyways, and they don't care.
I mean,
True, I
yeah,
mean, at
the
the same
attention from
time.
like a famous pop star is probably pretty validating.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, Adam Levine sucks, just like every other man out in the world. It doesn't matter if you are a Victoria's Secret model or you're just some plain Jane. Men suck. Sorry, that's just the truth. And if you don't like it, don't listen. Okay. Let's talk about the royal family again. So, obviously, the queen has, her funeral or like funerals. I think like it lasts 10 days or something absurd like that. It's been going on. I think it's still going on. But I read, and I don't know if this is true, but if it is, this is devastating. That Prince Harry found out about the Queen's death from the internet.
That's
Like,
probably true.
I believe it. I really do. But like, no one from the actual royal family contacted him. Nobody who was associated with the royal family contacted him. He just found out by scrolling on social media, checking his Twitter feed, and was like, oh, grandma's dead.
Yeah. That I believe it. I feel like that's probably true. Like, obviously, he knew she was dying.
Right.
Like, but if he wasn't there at the bedside, yeah, I'm not surprised that it got out before somebody told him.
Yeah. See, because because like I do believe this, but I also read that like he was at the bedside.
Right.
So, but like, I don't know. I believe this one more.
Right. I mean, because like, how many people could be at the bedside
I
at one
mean,
time, you know? I mean, I guess he'd be, I mean, him, I yeah. He, I mean, he would be included if there was like a group, unless there was just like one or two people there, you know?
would he be? I don't know. He left the
That's,
royal
I guess that is
family.
the question. You're right. I know. It's so, I guess like it's hard for me to wrap my mind around the British royal family, like the
Same.
dynamics. Because, yeah, you're so right. Like, he did leave the royal family. So it's like, he's technically an outcast. To me, it's like, it's so stupid, but to them, it's like a big deal, I guess. So you're right.
Yeah, but at the same time, during the Oprah interview, Harry said that his grandmother, the Queen, is the person that he was still the closest to and that they talk very frequently.
Right.
And Meghan said the same thing, that the Queen was like the one person who was like nice to her and like took her under her wing.
I know.
So I really wonder. I do kind of believe this story though, because like you said, he is technically an outcast. He doesn't even have the title of Prince Harry anymore. I don't even know why I'm calling him that.
I don't know. Everyone calls him that.
That's true.
Was
I don't know.
he just
But
Harry?
yeah, I guess. I don't know. Just sounds, I feel like I'm talking about Harry Styles then.
I was gonna say the same thing.
Did you see Meghan Markle at the funeral though?
Oh my God, yes. The
What?
tear, the one tear down her face, the
Oh,
hat. Oh wow.
a moment. She stole the show. Because this is a show. This is a production. This is not a
Yeah, their
funeral. It's a
whole
production.
yeah. Their whole lives are a show. Like whether or not it's filmed or not, they're like a reality show, basically.
Pretty much. Yeah. But that's really my only takeaway is that Meghan Markle looked stunning. That one single tear falling from her eyes down, like just cascading down her cheek. Oh,
Yeah, that was a moment.
never seen a woman more beautiful in my life.
Yeah. Kate looks really good too. But Megan stole the show.
Yeah,
This sounds so awful. We're talking about a funeral
no,
as if
we're
it's like
not.
an award show.
We're talking about a Broadway production, pretty much. This
You're
funeral has been
right.
planned for 20 years.
Right. I read something like the amount of people who tuned in to watch the funeral. Like, I want to say, like, they said like 18 million tuned in for Princess Diana's funeral, and then like 21 million tuned in for the Queen's.
Yes.
Which is insane
Yeah.
because think of the advancement of technologies. Like you can watch it anywhere you are on your phone. Like before, you had to make sure you had cable, hook up that antenna,
Yes.
go somewhere public to watch it. Like I mean, I wasn't shocked, but that's just wild that
Yep.
nobody cared. Not
I
nobody,
know.
but compared to like Princess Diana, how many years ago?
Because that was the people's princess.
Right.
Everybody loved Princess Diana. I mean, how many movies have we made about Princess Diana, even like the last 10 years? A
Right.
million.
Yeah, between like movies and even like made for TV movies and documentaries and podcasts, I mean, countless.
And anything about the Queen? Not really. Not focusing on her, at least.
The crown.
Well, okay, one. She gets one.
She gets
right.
one.
Well, let's move on to Rina Sawayama's new album. Last episode, we ended it with telling everybody to stream it. And I certainly hope you took our sound advice because it's a great album.
It is a really good album.
Rina Sawayama, I just think if she was around in like 2006, that she would be a lot more successful. Now, I'm not saying that she's not successful. I just think that she would be charting higher because a lot of the songs remind me of like just like the style of that time and how it
Right.
was like she, I don't know how to like exactly explain it, but just like there's a lot of like uplifting messages in her songs. And I don't, and like inspirational things. I don't know how to exactly word it, but I just feel like it's very 2006.
Right. I think she does take a lot of inspo from like Avril Lavigne and like Britney Spears, like 2000s type music. But then like on the other hand, her she makes music like I've never heard before because she like the way she mixes genres like in one song I'm talking. Like the one song starts off with a banjo and then it ends up sounding like a Linkin Park song. Like what? Like that's just crazy.
I think what I'm trying to say is that like there's not a lot of mystery in the meaning of her songs. And I feel like that's like what 2006 was. It's just like, here's what I'm trying to say. And that's how this like entire album is,
Right.
which is
Yeah,
fine.
I get it. Yeah, I mean, she's not going for anything. Like, if you want to hear like deeper stuff, listen to her like Cyber Stockholm Syndrome song and things like that. But that's not what she's going for. Like this one, she called this album like an attempt at like reparenting herself. So it's like her basically like consoling herself or saying things that she would like to hear to herself. And I think when you look at it from that lens, it like it makes a lot more sense too, and
No,
it's good.
definitely. Yeah, because it really is all about like growth and change and like accepting yourself. Yeah, okay, like Catch Me in the Air, that's definitely a song all about what you just said. Yeah. I really like Your Age. I like imagining. I like the second half of the album better than the first half. I think This Hell is still one of the greatest songs I've ever heard in my life.
Right? Oh my God, it's so good. So I don't know. I think I like them all mixed together. I can't say one way or another, but I mean, yeah, This Hell is just that song.
That is, it really is. It's such a moment, such an iconic song. I wish it had more popularity, like
Know.
mainstream popularity, because it's just like, it's such an easy song to dance to. It should be played in the gay clubs, it should be played on the radio.
It's literally so catchy too. Like the beat is like, it's so easy to sing along to. Like you just want to shake your body to it.
So I don't know what the book or marketing team is doing, but they need to be doing a better job.
Yeah. And then Imagining, that's the one you said you like too. Yeah, that's a good one. That one is like Britney Spears mixed with like 100 Gecs.
Yeah, kind of. And I like it. And I usually don't like I don't like 100 Gecs. They make me
Right.
feel
It's a
very
little less
uneasy.
intense than that.
Yeah.
And then Send My Love to John. Oh my God, just put me in a casket and push me down the river.
Oh my God, that song is heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's like genius because she like wrote it from the point of view of like immigrant parents too. So she's like, because other artists have wrote like similar songs. I mean, like I'm thinking of like Olivia Rodrigo on her album. But this is just like a fresh perspective on it from immigrant parents. Like I can't say that I've heard that. And it's just like there's so much like compassion in her words, and it's just like heartbreaking.
It is. And it like stands out in the album too, because it doesn't sound like the rest of the songs, and it definitely doesn't have like the same theme as the rest of the songs.
Yeah, it's like a step away for a second.
And it's like right before, I think, like the last two songs, so it's like a good almost like interlude, a little detour
Right.
for a minute. But yeah, I miss concept albums, and I think that this is a great concept album.
Right. I do too. I think like if I didn't know what her point was, I wouldn't have got that. But that also
Really?
doesn't necessarily like take away from it. Like the parenting thing, like that she's reparenting. I mean, obviously I knew it
Oh,
was about herself, but
yeah.
like if I didn't, and I don't think that takes away from it necessarily. It just adds to it.
Overall, very impressed. Love it. Stream it.
Yeah, pretty
Yep, that's
much.
it.
Have you listened to all of Sawayama, her last album? Okay,
Yeah, a bunch of
good.
times. I
Good.
like them
I don't
both.
remember.
Yeah,
Okay.
I like them
I
both a
like them
lot.
both too. They're very different, so I can't really compare them.
Yeah, I know, same. Because I was like, which one do I like better? But I was like, I don't think I can choose because they're just so different.
Right. I think a lot of her fans don't like this one as much, but like a lot of her OG fans, because it's like for the same reasons you said, where it's like less deep and like metaphorical and stuff, but like doesn't always have to be like that.
No, sometimes like that's just how it is. It's just straight to the point.
And that doesn't mean it's like a worse album because it's less deep,
Yeah,
for
because we're
lack of a
not
better word.
tiptoeing around. We're not writing poetry here. We're just putting our feelings down on paper.
Right. It doesn't really ma I mean, it does matter, but like they're both equally effective ways of making an album.
Heard that. All right. So there was some news that Taylor Swift was supposed to headline the Super Bowl halftime show. But I read this morning that she declined it because she wants to wait until she's finished recording her or re-recording her six albums that she has left due, which I get it. And I mean, obviously, we all knew that someday Taylor Swift was gonna headline the halftime show. But now,
Yeah,
since she
that's.
did,
I was just
yeah.
saying, it's not a question of like if, but when.
Exactly, yeah. But now, since she declined it, the halftime show is now looking for another female pop star to headline. Do you have any ideas of who that might be? Any or anyone who you would like to see?
Okay, I mean, there's people I would love to see, but I don't think that there's anyone right now who hasn't already done it that would do it alone and be like a one headliner, if that makes sense. I feel like they would do like a trio or like, you know, like they did last year with all the rap artists. I don't see anyone right now that they would pick to do it as the headliner. Like obviously you think of Ariana Grande, like that's like the first person to come to mind. But I don't think they would pick her as like the headliner. I just don't. I don't think she has like the same overall appeal as other artists. I don't know if that makes sense. I would love to see her as a headliner. I just don't see it for the Super Bowl.
No, I can kind of see where you're coming from because the people that she would bring out, I don't think a lot of people would even like. I would love if she brought out like Nicki Minaj or like any or you know just like the other these other like female artists that she's collaborated with in the past. I would
Right.
love that, but I don't think that would happen.
Right. And I mean, I'm trying to think like the people who would are sort of natural like choices, like Gaga, Katy Perry, and Beyonce have like already done it. And then
Right.
Rihanna, the other obvious choice, is never gonna do it.
Oh no. Yeah, we've known that. What about Kelly Clarkson?
That was my next statement.
Okay. Because she does have a new album coming out, and usually when artists do the halftime show, they usually have like something to promote, like something's going on in their life where like this is like a good platform to talk about it and to promote it. So Kelly Clarkson would make sense, and I do think that she could bring out a lot of good people, and I do think that she could hold her own.
I agree. I just think it would be a very different change of pace for the Super Bowl, I think, if she did it. But I think that's a good thing. And I love her, and I would love for her to do it, and who would complain?
Yeah, because literally everybody loves Kelly Clarkson. If you have something against Kelly Clarkson, I think you need to reevaluate yourself. There's probably something going on deep inside you that you need to go get help for.
Yeah, seek help.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about this for a while, And I know you're gonna be like, ew, and I don't agree with it, but do you think that they would ever do a country Super Bowl?
Yeah, I do. I think that they would do. I mean, if they did a rap one, they probably would do a country
That
one.
I feel like that's coming sooner rather than later.
You're probably right, but I hope it would be a mix of like modern country and like retro country. Like I hope we could get like a Maren Morris in there, as well as like a Tim McGraw. Like just like mixing those people together, I think would appeal to more of the audience, because
Right.
like Maren Morris would be like our age group, and then Tim McGraw or like whoever else would be like for like our parents and stuff.
Right. Yeah, I don't know where the Super Bowl's gonna be. I don't know if they decide that this far ahead of time, like what stadium, but
I
I feel like if
don't
it, they get one in like Texas, we're gonna get a country Super Bowl.
know. Yeah, and will I be excited about it? No, but will I watch it? Probably, because I watch all the Super Bowl halftime shows, no matter who's performing.
Of course. Yeah, I just feel like this year with the lack of Taylor Swift saying yes, we're gonna get like a group of women or like a Shakira and J-Lo kind of thing, you know, like a duo.
Yeah, and I would love that because that was a great halftime show.
It was very good.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't now that I have Kelly Clarkson on my mind, I'm like, I want her to do it so bad. I mean, she has a greatest hits album, so like obviously there's so many songs she could sing. And like I said, so many people I think that she could bring out.
Yeah, she's worked with so many people over the years. She could probably bring out
Yeah.
anyone. Like, imagine a little American Idol reunion. She brings out like Carrie
Yes.
Underwood or something.
Yeah. By
Oh,
the
I would love
way,
it.
did you see when she got her Hollywood Walk of Fame star the other day that all the original American Idol judges were there?
I did see that, which brings me into my roast, if we want to just go with that.
Let's just go with it.
Because my roast goes to whoever nominates people for the Hollywood Walk of Fame, because why is she just getting her star now?
That's
Is
true.
my question. I don't know. Like, I guess she's like doing more lately in the past couple years, like with her TV show and stuff. But I feel like 5 years ago, we could have easily gave it to Kelly Clarkson. She has been a household name for the 20 years she's been around. She has never left the tip of all of our tongues. You ask anyone, old or young, who Kelly Clarkson is, it's not like, oh yeah, she was on some singing show. You're like, no, that is American Idol winner, Kelly Clarkson, you know?
That is America's sweetheart, Kelly Clarkson.
Seriously.
Kelly Brianne Clarkson.
Kelly, oh my God, I forgot about that. I think we all collectively just chose to ignore that and forget
We
about
did.
that.
We did. We were like, all right, Kelly, move on.
Yeah, so I don't know why it took so long, but I'm happy for her. Like, I would have just already assumed she's somebody who had one. But I did think it was really sweet that, like, Randy, Simon, and Paula were all there.
Love it. I was so touched.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, I guess that brings me into my toast.
Here we are, just rolling with it.
You know, it was a good transition. That kind of just worked. All right, my toast goes to Sam Smith for their new song Unholy, because wow, that song is hypnotic.
I have
It
not
also
heard it
has
yet.
Kim Petras in it, and like we all know I'm kind of a Kim Petras hater. I'm not a hater, but I just like don't really like her because she worked with Dr. Luke and stuff.
Yeah.
But even if I wasn't an already hater, I think I would not like her part. Because her part just like it's cheesy. Like Sam Smith comes out with their beautiful vocals. It's like very hypnotic. Like think of like Latch, you know, how it's just like it just really grabs your attention with the lyrics.
That
And like
song is one of is in the top 10 best songs of all time.
true, true. And then like this song, so it's called Unholy, obviously. And it's like it sounds almost like church music, like with an organ. But it's very like almost like twisted and kind of like Halloweenish sounding. So it really like fits the theme of the song. And then their vocals are so good. And then like Kim Petras' part is like fine, I guess, but I feel like they could have done the song without her.
Yeah, well,
But it's doing really well. Like I just saw it was like number one on iTunes and stuff and doing really well on Spotify. So I'm really happy for them because Sam Smith deserves everything in this world.
totally agree. That person has, I don't know, I feel like some people might think that they're like a flop now because like they're not winning like Grammys or anything anymore, but like their songs are still so good and they chart.
They all, yeah,
So,
all of their songs really chart. I feel like in the UK they're still really big, but they're a little less big here.
I wonder why. I
I think
don't
there's
know.
just been, I think there's just like a high turnover of artists. And it's
Yeah.
just like we have so many people to pick from.
That's true. Okay, well, my roast goes to Lisa Rinna. My God. Lisa Rinna is just, I can't stand her. I can't stand her. And she pushed me over the edge the other day because she posted on her Instagram story that she is the LeBron James of Housewives. I can't
Oh.
believe you could sit there and say that when people like NeNe Leakes exist. When people who don't even know what Housewives is know who NeNe Leakes is, you can sit there and say that when people like Bethany Frankel exist, or Teresa Giudice, or so many, literally any other housewife besides her. Lisa Rinna sucks. I can't stand her. I can't stand Huen Lisa Rinna. I can't stand Eminem
Okay, I love Eminem
Lisa
Lisa
Rinna.
Rinna.
Fuck
Those memes
Eminem
are
Lisa
so funny.
Rinna.
It'll be just like a random thing. It'll be a random statement and then just Eminem Lisa Rinna. Yeah, I see what you're saying. As somebody who doesn't watch Housewives, I mean, I knew all of the people you listed, but Lisa Rinna, like, everyone recognizes her, I feel like, too.
But not for being a housewife.
Right. Well, yeah, I guess just like as being a public figure, but that doesn't mean she's like their favorite, you know?
The LeBron James of Housewives? You were saying you
Yeah.
were the best of all time.
Yeah, you're saying you're the goat.
Yeah. And that is just
And
simply an untrue statement. And
yeah, you're right.
I will not go too far into detail because I will lose my mind and I won't start. I'll start making no sense. But just know that Lisa Rinna is indeed like the second, maybe even like third string player who sits on the bench and never makes it onto the court. That is who Lisa Rinna is in the Housewives world, especially as of late. Okay. Anyways.
I think it was like last year or so. I think I asked you, is she still on the Housewives?
See?
I didn't know that she still was.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm pretty sure this season is her last season. At least I hope so. Because I just cannot stand her, and neither can anyone else. My toast, though, goes to Billy Eichner for returning to Billy on the Street for the first time since the pandemic. He did it to promote Bros, but it has not lost its charm one bit. And he also brought along Paul Rudd, and like, who better to like revive Billy on the Street with than Paul Rudd?
Of course.
There was just, have you watched it?
Yes.
Oh my God, so hilarious. I mean, he did like the classic, like, he had the classic group of lesbians with him. just like, sir, for a dollar. Yell about bros, and there's one part in there in particular that is so funny to me where he like runs up to these like 16-year-old boys
Okay, this is my favorite part too. I was gonna mention it.
and he's just like, are you guys gonna go see bros? And they're like, no. And he's like, well, why not? And they're like, well, is Playboi Carti in there? And Billy Eichner's like, what? No. He's like, and the kid is like, says, well, do you even know who Playboi Carti is? Like, can you name a song? He's like, no. Can you name a Barbra Streisand song? And like runs
He's like,
away.
can you name a Barbra Streisand song, you bitch? I lost it. Like,
Me too.
that was my favorite part of the entire thing. It's
And
just like classic Billy Eichner. And that's so funny, though, because that is really how 16-year-old boys act.
I know. And you know what makes it even better is that like someone tweeted just that scene from Billy on the Street, and then Billy Eichner quoted it and was like, "I'm gonna get these kids two tickets to Funny Girl."
As he should.
Yeah, exactly, as he should. All right, well, that just about does it. You guys can find us on Instagram at Popping Off About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a 5-star rating anywhere you can do that. Like, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street. And happy fall, I guess. I don't know. I'm not like really a big fall person, but I know a lot of other people are. So congratulations, guys. It's fall.
Yeah, I'm very much in for all of the basic pumpkin spice, apple orchard type fall stuff. But you will not see me posting about it like other people, but I just enjoy the comfort to myself. I'll get a pumpkin spice latte, a cuddle under a blanket, take a walk, enjoy all the leaves, but I don't need to share it like everyone else. Like it gets obnoxious.
You're not that fall girl with like the big sweater and the big scarf and the knee-high boots and like playing in the leaves. You're not one of
Christian
those.
girl autumn.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of. I knew there was a name for it, but I couldn't remember.
No. See, like I respect it, but you don't need to post it because we all get it. We all get it.
Yep, we get it. You're drinking cider and you're eating apples and
Like, yeah.
you're hanging out by a bonfire. Love it. Love it
Yeah.
for you.
And enjoy it. But like, why do I need to see the same post every year? You're right, with like throwing the leaves in the air or like on the hay bales. Come, like, I don't care.
No. Yeah,
We get it.
so
Most people like fall. That's
so in other
it.
words, if Steven is following you on any social media, be sure to not post pictures of you having fun and enjoying your life. Okay, Steven doesn't want to hear it. All right, talk to
Exactly.
you.
You will be blocked and reported.
Talk to you guys next week.
Ya.
Bye.